DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country. Take two of the Coach and Makos. Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm here alongside my sidekick, the girl, the lady, the sportscaster. You name it, she does it. The teacher, the spin master, the vitamin M. You call it what you want to do, but it's great to be back. And it's the Coach and Makos on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. Well, it's good to be back with you. I know I ran away from you last week. I left you hanging, but you did a good job, though. You know, flying solo for your first time on the radio. I know you've done it on TV many a time.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I know the bus ride was horrible because I couldn't hear a word you were saying.
Yeah, I could barely hear you as well, and a little difficult, so we might have to recap that. But, yeah, flying solo, it gives me a new appreciation for what you do, because I know there are people behind the scenes here at the radio station. We can't really see them, but in TV, you see them. You see the teleprompter operator. You see the producers. You see the camera operators, and you see everything that goes into it. That's live, but everything that we do leading up to a TV sports broadcast is not live. I was talking to Markell about that. You know, we do taped stories. We go out, we do interviews, we put it together, we edit it together, and then we throw it on air. So although we're live at the anchor desk, the stories that we do are not live. So it's very different. And I realized that last week, and I also got a new appreciation for you and your social media updates as well. I was trying to do social media, and I was like, oh, no, I'm not Carl. I'm not the K-Dog. You've got a special talent there.
It's vitamin A and a K-Dog.
That's right.
So, but anyway, we have a lot of fun, and Melissa's been co-hosting the show now for almost 2 months. You believe it's gone that quick?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I love it.
It's exciting, and there's a lot that goes behind radio. I mean, like Melissa said, I've never done – well, I've done TV. I've been a color analyst. I've been a play-by-play, but I've never been behind the scenes. I never was lucky enough. I've seen the teleprompter. That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really cool. It's right there written out for you. You write your script, and, you know, you got to have a little a journalist into you to do this stuff, too.
Well, it's different. So in news broadcasting, you have a producer and somebody that will sometimes write your intros for you and write your outros. But, you know, you can always put your own flavor on it, your own spin. But in sports, we rode solo. We flew solo. So whatever I put out there was from, you know, me, myself, and I. And so, you know, that was what was really fun for me, was being able to be creative with my writing. And the teleprompter was there for as a tool, not a crutch. And so there were times where, you know, if you knew if it went out that you can't rely on it. So I really didn't like the teleprompter, to be honest with you. I just like to just talk and go. So especially when you're doing highlights, you know, you really have to watch the screen. And watch what you do. And I edited my own highlights, so I knew what was coming up. The Friday night football show was rough, though, because other people were shooting your video and writing the highlights for you, and they were literally just writing number 90 scores a touchdown.
So, and then you had to go find out who number 90 is,
yeah,
and all the other stuff.
And which was fine, because, you know, we had no time to watch the highlights before we went on air. So it should give you a new appreciation for what those sports girls and sports guys do, you know, on a daily basis.
I mean, it's definitely something new, and I've been doing this for 7 years, so I learned on my own. I don't have the college education or the background that Melissa has when she went to college at Boston College, but it's a lot of fun. I've learned how to do Photoshop. I've learned how to, you know, cut video and cut audio. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of fun learning on my own, and that's what makes this a lot of fun every Saturday. I know I'm rough. I know I'm new at this, and I make a lot of mistakes on air, but you know what? It's a lot of fun, and when you could talk about the local kids, the local sports, the local news, and you give these kids a little more, and of course, don't forget the coaches and the teams,
of course.
More love, it's a lot of fun, and that's what I do it for. I do it to get more information about what's going on here in Savannah, Georgia, as far as local sports, high school sports, youth sports. Sorry,
youths.
I'm not Cousin Vinny here. Youth sports. So sometimes the New Yorker comes out of me. I've been here for 23 years. I don't know. I got lost off of 95, and I love it. So, but anyway, we got a great lineup. We got a great show. Right now, we're supposed to be in the show with the Georgia High School scoreboard host, the voice of high school football here, Tommy Palmer. We're going to push him back to 10:05. He's going to talk about National Signing Day. He knows the area very well. So Tommy Palmer will be on at 10:05. Then we're going to go fitness with the Makos, and we're going to have the guests. Christy Ann Cutsforth, right?
Yes.
I said it right?
Yes.
Give me
yes,
a pound
yes.
there, buddy.
Woo, yeah.
I've been practicing that all night.
Christy Ann, oh my gosh, I love her. She is amazing. And she is a pepper pot. You know, that's the term you use in baseball. She does everything. She does yoga. She does spin. She does group exercise.
I love a name. 949 Yoga Mama.
Yeah, yeah. And she's a mama. She does everything. From California originally, you know, set some roots down here in Savannah. Works out at multiple gyms. She's just absolutely amazing.
The hub, as far as I can find through my research.
Yeah, you should.
What is the hub?
The hub is a group exercise. Is a group exercise gym, and I believe it's in Habersham Village. We'll get some more information from her on it. But they have spin classes, and if you don't sign up before,
you're not getting in.
It's different from what you would see at the YMCA and what you would see at different gyms. It's a different type of spin class, and I highly recommend it.
Okay, and then we'll go turn two. We'll end up the first hour. We'll go from game number two for us, you know, softball player, baseball coach. Game number one is from 9 to 10. Game number two is 10 to 11. So we're going to turn two. We're going to take two national topics. And I got two good ones for you today. We'll talk about it during the break. And then we'll come back in the second game. We'll start off with Tommy Palmer. We'll talk about scores really quick and news. And then we'll get Tommy Palmer on to talk about Georgia high school football and what's going on. Realignment. BC coming back into playing the local schools. Windsor Forest, Jenkins, Johnson, and the whole boys, the gang of boys there.
I thought you were talking about Boston College. I'm like, I didn't hear anything about them going back to the Big East.
How long have you been here?
Since 2007.
So you've been here almost 11 years.
Yeah.
BC in Savannah, Georgia means what?
Benedictine.
There you go.
Well, see, and we had our sunshine dress down at school yesterday, and I wore my Boston College shirt. And some of the kids were like, "Why are you wearing a BC shirt?" I'm like, "Because I went to Boston College." Like, "Oh, I thought it was Benedictine." I'm like,
"Same thing." And I'll make this story short. And you've seen the jacket. I got a Letterman's jacket, and it has BC on the front, which means Boston College. It has the big eagle on the back with a big BC on the back. Everybody asks, "Coach, why are you wearing a BC jacket?" It's Boston College, very good Catholic school from up north.
Yes.
Second to Notre Dame. That's all I got to say.
Hey,
all right, we'll talk about that anyway. But it was on sale. And I love Boston College, except when they play Notre Dame. So it was a great jacket to buy. It was cold. They told me it never got cold down here. I didn't bring a winter jacket, but that's a long story short. All right, so we'll talk to Tommy Palmer. Then we're going to get into our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from AE Beach High School, all-world athlete. He's going to Western Kentucky to play football. Kawan Williams, great kid. Personality unparalleled,
absolutely. You know, I'm so biased when it comes to the Beach students. You know that, and some of the students that I know, because I get to know them on that personal basis. And Kawan has personality to the nth degree. You've met him before.
Yes, I have.
Yes, he certainly does. And athletic ability, like
you said. Oh, it's off the chart.
It's off the wall.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then we'll finish it out. We're not finishing out, but our third guest in the second game, third inning, third quarter, whatever you can call it. Big news, O.C. Welch purchases the Wilmington Island Club, which is the big golf club, clubhouse, restaurant out there, and O.C. Welch purchased it. Now, the man himself, he's been on hiatus a long time on the Carl Demasi Sports Report. I call him the columnist. It's the coach and the columnist, and now we have the coach, the columnist, and the Makos. But he's going to tell us all about what happened out there at Wilmington Island Club. He's also going to give an update on what's going on in local golf. He has a lot of youngsters, a lot of kids that are doing various sports, so he's running around all the time, so it's very hard for him to come in. But we got Stephen Weeks on about 10:33, and then we'll finish the show out. All right, we got to go to the scoreboard quick so we can get to the guest. All right, remember, ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, 104.3 FM, 1400 AM, and 92.7 over there on the aisle, okay, is your source for Atlanta Falcons football, Atlanta Hawks basketball, Atlanta Braves baseball, and of course UGA, University of Georgia sports. So the Hawks last night, last place in the Southeast Division, lost to Indiana. They'll be home against the Lakers. You know, I get excited when I hear the Lakers because I'm talking old school Lakers.
Yes.
Magic Johnson and,
Lou Alcindor.
No, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Sorry, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay, so we can go back to the heyday and Jerry West and Gail Goodrich.
With the short shorts.
With the short shorts, the girl shorts with the high socks. But anyway, they're not the same Lakers, but they'll play Atlanta in the ATL on Monday. Braves, spring training has started. Here's one for you. Don't start.
Okay,
guess who got the win in the spring training game for the New York Mets against the Atlanta Braves last night?
Tell me.
Tyler Batchelor out of Calvary Day School.
God, love it.
And I'm blowing my bubble up here, okay? My son Dominic plays for the Cleveland Indians organization. One of his best friends or his friend from high school. They both signed scholarships together. But they're both in the major leagues. They both pitched the eighth inning of both spring training games. How do you like that? A kid from Savannah playing in the first major league, not minor league, Major League spring training game. One gets the win. My son Dom did great. I mean, I'm excited about it. I got goosebumps just talking about this. These are our kids from Calvary. I know it's my own son, but Tyler Batchelor, you saw the box score. Winning pitcher, Batchelor. You got to be excited about it.
Let's call him.
Well, we got to get him on. We got to get him and Dom on, and we got to talk about it. I mean,
I love
how exciting is that?
Well, you know, I love baseball. I love football. But when it's baseball season, the smell of that grass and the spring air, ooh, it just gets me.
It's unbelievable. So the Braves beat the Mets the Mets beat the Braves yesterday in the first spring training game, 6-2. Winning pitcher from Calvary Day School, Tyler Bachelor. And Dominic did all right, and the Cleveland Indians lost 5-4 to the Cincinnati Reds. He pitched the eighth inning, 11 pitches, one strikeout, one hit. Proud of both those young men. Okay, local colleges, Savannah State men, in a three-way tie now for first place. They're on a three-game road trip, and they lost the first two games. They're playing the other team they're tied with, Bethune-Cookman, at Bethune-Cookman today at 4 o'clock. The women are playing at 2 o'clock. The baseball team's at UCF, the University of Central Florida. That's cool. They're 2-2. The softball team is down in the Citrus Classic in Orlando, Florida. Before the day, they were 3-1. They lost both games yesterday. They lost to Morgan State, and they lost to Lehigh. They played Duke and Purdue.
You know, I feel like that's the tournament that we played in when I was at Boston College. That's the spring training trip.
Right.
You know, we would go, I never had a spring break when I was in college. Never did the whole Key West, Bahamas, whatever thing. Our spring break trip was to Florida. Because it was warmer.
Right.
It's cold in Boston.
Okay, you know, the snowbirds come down here. That's
yeah,
what it was.
Ask Markel. I keep bragging about how hot it is here, how awesome it is. He's like, it's 40 here. We just got snow. Sorry, Markel.
You got to come back down, okay? And then, of course, the other local college team that we talk about a lot is the Savannah College of Art and Design, the Bees. Their bowling team is headed to the sectionals for the 2008 Intercollegiate Team Championships. They're going to be playing teams like Florida State, big-time colleges, okay? So it's not just NAIA or Division III. So, once again, the men and women are going to be playing there March 10th and 11th in Smyrna, Tennessee. And the top four men's team and top four women's teams go on to the championship in Sun Valley at the Sun Valley Lanes in Lincoln, Nebraska. PGA, the Honda Classic, Brian Harman made the cut. He's four over. Tiger Woods is at even par. He's four behind the leaders. Could this be the weekend Tiger comes back? Do we see that red and black in the last group on Sunday?
Make for some good ratings, that's for sure.
All right, and Gene Sowers has off. Last week, he was at the Chubb Classic in Naples, Florida. He finished tied for 15th at 9-under. The winner was 19-under. You shoot 9-under and you're 15th?
Yeah, I'd be happy to shoot 19 over.
So, all right, and then we'll just go quickly. High school, we're going to get into the Elite Eight. I'm not going to give you all the scores, but in the girls, and I know she's going to be have a big smile on her face, making the Elite Eight, okay, which if they win, they go to the Final Four. Beach, Johnson, and Calvary.
Yes.
The Lady Bulldogs. And you were there, I heard.
I was at the game, yeah.
I heard you were all sweaty and chalk. You just came out of the CrossFit gym.
Yeah, I have no shame.
But you're supporting your team, okay? And on the boys,
but I have my Bulldog shirt on, so just like I do today.
And on the boys' side, going to the next round, Woodville Tompkins, Johnson, and Jenkins. Once again, Beach and Johnson girls could meet in the championship.
Okay.
Jenkins and Johnson boys could meet in the championship. Woodville would not be playing either team, but that's pretty impressive. Class A school, Woodville Tompkins making it that far.
Love it.
So we'll come back. We got a guest waiting online. I know we pushed this a little further than we should have, but due to technical difficulties, it's live radio. We're here. You're listening. Oh, next up. Come on. Who's next up?
Christy Ann.
It's Fitness with the Makos with Christy Ann
Cutsforth. Yes,
Cutsforth. Cutsforth. I spell it right. Okay. All right. Stay tuned because I just got to make this quick. And I know I said that three or four times because I'm running against the clock here. But every third segment of the show, we're going to take a fitness guest, bring him on, and talk about how fitness relates to, once getting you in shape, but two, how it really, really helps your life, and people need to know this. And I'm sitting next to the fitness geek right next to me, so it'll be a lot of fun. When you show up to a high school playoff game in your yoga pants, your shirt, and you got chalk all over it, you know this lady's dedicated. So once again, coming up next with Fitness with Makos with Christy Ann Cutsforth, right here on Makos and the Coach of Makos. Okay, Cody, get me out of here. I'm babbling. We'll be right back after this.
I'm Mike Moore with the Georgia News Network. Well, it's on to a House vote for the controversial adoption bill. Jeff Graham with Georgia Equality.
Now that this has come out of the Senate, this bill will go over to the House, and we'll see what action will take place over at the House of Representatives.
The Georgia Senate on Friday morning passed the bill that would allow adoption agencies to refuse to place children with same-sex couples based on their religious beliefs. Several thousand people are expected to participate in the Chase, a 5K benefit
hit-and-run taking place Saturday. It's for the family of a slain Locust Grove police officer Chase Maddox and two Henry County deputies wounded in the same shooting. A man hit and killed by a train in El Dorado Friday afternoon has been identified. Derek Pettiford was pronounced dead at the scene after a train crashed into the Chevrolet truck that he was driving. Tiff County Fire, Georgia State Patrol, and Norfolk Southern Railway are investigating the incident. With the Georgia News Network, I'm Mike Moore.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/aware to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes tax. Service will include a monthly data allowance depending on the type and speed of service you receive. If you exceed your monthly data plan allowance, you will be automatically charged $10 for each 50 gigabytes of data usage in excess of your data plan, even if less than 50 gigabytes is used. For details about data allowances, go to att.com/internet-usage. Wi-Fi enabled device required. Other restrictions apply.
I'm here with Dr. Stuart Fife. Football season over. We're into the basketball and baseball season, and there's things that you need to know that he might help you out with to prevent certain injuries.
Hey, Carl, how you doing again? Football season's over, so we're still going to see ACLs and ankle sprains in the basketball season, but now we're going to start seeing shoulder injuries that come to baseball season. The thing about baseball players is, after they have an injury, a lot of these guys have already done good exercises before they get injured. They still get injured, they get rest, and then they go back to throwing. You've really got to change the mechanics of the way they throw. So our job at Fife Therapy is to first make sure that the athlete's body is capable of producing a good throw, and then second, with our professional baseball course as part of our program, make sure you're actually throwing well. Rest is no good. When you just rest and then go progressive program, it doesn't work. The injury is going to reoccur. So come to Fife Therapy, where you have a full biomechanical analysis. We have access to two fellowship trained orthopedic surgeons, and you will always get one-on-one care. Thank you, Carl.
And that's Dr. Stuart Fife with Fife Therapy. Check out more about Fife Therapy at fifetherapy.com.
Little fog early on for this Saturday morning. Otherwise, we've got partly cloudy skies headed our way today. Afternoon highs will be in the low 80s. Wow, it's going to be warm and humid. Partly cloudy tonight with a low near 60 degrees. We bring in a slight chance of a shower for Sunday during the day and a better chance of showers on Sunday night. Afternoon highs tomorrow in the low 80s. I'm Georgia meteorologist Laura Huckabee in the GNN Weather Center.
It's a warm greeting, an understanding smile, a familiar handshake, a team of experts you know and trust. It's the United Experience, and it can only be found at United Community Bank. From routine transactions to ambitious business ventures, we treat your goals as if they were our own. Stop by United Community Bank today and see why our award-winning customer service is one of the best in the nation. United Community Bank, the bank that's service built. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio with Melissa Makos.
And today's show is right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, and it's the Coach and Makos on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Having a lot of fun talking sports, local sports, but this was an idea we came up with. Why not let's do fitness first with the Makos? Because she's into fitness and, you know, a New Year's resolution when, you know, it was like the third or fourth week she was in here and she was talking about New Year's resolutions. And, of course, the coach has to get to a spin class. I promise you I will. But it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, fitness and sports go together. Fitness, you know, has helped people get overcome traumatic events in their lives, illnesses and tragedies. But, I mean, it keeps people in shape and it keeps their mind clear. And people don't know when you exercise, it also makes you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, and we had talked about how making resolutions, I believe, set you up for failure. Because after a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, if you stop it. So I always talk to my people in my spin class and aerobics classes, your resolutions – started yesterday. They started last year. They started 3 years ago. So don't, you know, if you're going to make a resolution, that's awesome. Like, but you know, you got to keep it in perspective. You just have to keep it going. And you know, we're going to bring Christy in on the phone, and she, you know, you should see this woman at 949 Yoga Mama. She's a yoga guru. She's a fitness guru, spin, health, food, nutrition, everything. She does it all, and she's just amazing. And I am so blessed to have these people in my life.
An instructor at the Hub Savannah. I went online, you know, doing a research and looked at Hub Savannah. You want to get into a spin class, you better get there early because they're all booked up or it says closed out. So, but anyway, she's joining us now on the ESPN Radio. Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline is the fitness mama or the yoga mama, as she goes by. Sorry, the 949 yoga mama, Christy Ann Cutsforth. Christy Ann, thanks for coming on.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good, and I'm glad you could join us. And, of course, the lady that's going to take over this segment is involved in fitness, and she knows you very well. I'm going to pass it right to her, throwing you the ball.
Thanks.
There she is, Christy Ann, the Makos.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hi, my yoga mama. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. First of all, talk to us a little bit about your history with fitness, how you got involved, and what keeps you going every day.
What keeps me going every day as far as fitness is concerned?
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's basically like taking a shower. I have to do something. I have to move. I have to be active. I started out many years ago when I was, at the time, an Army wife, in the middle of a year-long deployment, living in the middle of the German countryside with a three-year-old and a newborn, and I was going a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. A friend invited me to come to the gym on post, and I said, what time? And it was a game changer after that for me. It was just became part of my daily life. So it's stress relief, it's balance, it's sweat therapy, essentially.
So tell our listeners what you do exactly. We talked about the Hub, we talked about spin, we talked about yoga. What is it that you do? Because this is your job, but not only your job, but it's your life.
Basically, it is. Yes, I am a certified personal trainer. I have been for close to 10 years a certified yoga therapist, almost, I hate to say this, 18 years, a long time, certified to teach spin. So I think, I don't want to say I'm just a trainer. I feel like I help people make choices. I empower them to make choices or I make suggestions, and they can either make that choice to find balance, to find a healthier way of life. And so that is, I so much get fulfillment when somebody gets the light bulb on in their head and they catch the fever for fitness too, and they make it a part of their daily life. I absolutely love that. So, I think I help people make choices, the good choices, guide them.
Okay.
Essentially.
Christy Ann, I just heard you say a fitness therapist. That's a new one for me. I'm a novice guy. I'm a late coach into this fitness stuff. What is a fitness therapist?
I said yoga therapist. So yoga therapy is essentially, I am trained to help people after they're released from physical therapy. So a lot of special populations, anywhere from hip replacement, knee replacement, to recovering from cancer. And essentially anybody can do yoga, but I can have you sit in a chair. I can guide you through. One time I actually worked with a gentleman who had just gone through a liver replacement and had partial lung replaced. So it was just essentially breathing for an hour, very simple exercises. So I'm equipped to help people that are recovering before they move into a group class or they walk into a gym. I kind of guide them and put them on a path and help them figure out the in-between, if that makes sense.
Now, if people want to get involved with a yoga therapist, I do apologize, yoga therapist, how do they find you and how do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can call me. I'm an independent contractor, so I work with individual clients. So they can reach out to me. Should I give you my phone number? I don't know.
I wouldn't do that.
I don't have a website. I teach out of the Hub.
You'll have people calling you and texting you, asking for a date.
Melissa and I will get it, and we'll find a good way to publicize it.
Okay, that would be great.
Christiana, you know, I've known you for a while. You and I taught classes at Anytime Fitness, and taking your class is almost revolutionary. What inspired you to do what you do, especially when it comes to something like yoga therapy? Was there something that you said, this is what I want to do to help people?
That's it, basically, in a nutshell. I really enjoy helping people. I think you know that as an instructor or as a trainer, I think we put our heart and soul into every class, into every session. And I think sometimes it's maybe taken for granted. I don't know. But I personally, I put everything I have into what I do. So when you do have that one person who writes you a note and says, thank you so much for helping me feel better, that's all it, you know, that's all that it is for me. I absolutely love that. So it's just, I think it's giving. I really, really enjoy that and gain a lot from helping people, especially something that's going to improve and prolong their life.
Talk to me a little bit about yoga. If you were trying to convince somebody, say, like me, who definitely needs it in her life but is so hesitant, how would you convince somebody that they need more yoga in their life?
How do I convince someone? I probably with gentle suggestion. I probably drive them crazy at the end of the day. And, you know, just persistence, but in a very loving way. And I think, you know, everybody knows what they need to do. And even if it wasn't yoga, I just want someone to move. Find what sets your soul on fire, essentially. Find something that you like to do, that you're going to get up and do, that you want, makes you happy, gives you stress relief. So whether that be yoga, whether that be spin, whether that be running, whatever it is that you love, do something that you enjoy, because I think that's the key to making it part of your life. You don't want to hate it. Life's too short for that.
I absolutely agree with that. Talk to me a little bit about your regimen, your daily regimen, because you don't get to where you are in life without putting in the hard work yourself.
Well, I guess one of the added benefits currently is many of the classes that I teach, I obviously have to work out to teach them, especially spin and like what I just finished teaching, Yoga Sculpt. So, you know, the cardio portion is good for me. I'm good on cardio. I try to get in at least 2 to 3 times and lift heavy weights. If you're lifting anything less, then, like, especially women, I know, heavy is where it's at. So I like to lift heavy when I can. And I try to take a yoga class for myself and be a student. And, that is what, you know, keeps me going.
Awesome. I appreciate you so much for coming on. And I promise I'm going to take one of your yoga classes, because I need yoga in my life. You've convinced me. You've motivated me. I'm going to bring Carl with me as well, because he needs to get moving.
I'll be like the Affleck duck. I don't know if I can do that. But I'll give it a shot.
We would love to have you.
All right. Thanks, Christiane. We look forward to talking to you in the future and taking one of your classes.
Thank you so much.
Hey, we do appreciate it, and we'll get back with you. I'll make sure the Makos gets back. You get the information. We can post it on our Facebook pages, the Call of the Monster Sports Sport, Melissa Makos, and get people to know this, because I'm really intrigued, and I learned something new today, a yoga therapist. Thanks for giving us that information, and once again, I know you're not going to stop working out. Great job.
Thank you.
All right, Christiane, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
I mean, just a great story. I learned something new today, a yoga therapist. I never thought there was a yoga therapist. I thought fitness therapy, but a yoga therapy. And she just said someone who had a liver transplant and a partial lung removed, and she's helping them through yoga. And that's pretty impressive.
And that's what's so cool is that you see some of these classes and you see some of these instructors, and it's intimidating. You know, if you were to see a Jody Luther, if you were to see some of these people at CrossFit, and Christiane, if you were to see her in person.
Or Makos on the spin.
Yeah, you know that they put in the hard work, and – And that just motivates you to do better as well. And with Christiane, she's so bubbly and she's so positive and she's so motivational that it's hard not to want to do what she says. And I talked to her about this. I know I need yoga and I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Like, you're going to do spin. I'm going to do yoga.
Well, we'll get together. Well, next up, first hour, first game is already over. We got one segment to go. We'll have about 5 minutes to turn two. That's when we go from hour number one to hour number two, or game number one to game number two. We'll take two trending topics in sports, one national, one local, and break it down for you. It's the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
Sign up today to win a boatload of cash. Register now at HH Boathouse, 405 Squire Pope Road on Hilton Head. And Honda Yamaha Triumph Kawasaki of Savannah, 11512 Abercorn in Savannah. Be one of three finalists and you could win $10,000 in cash. A Yamaha Waverunner or a 2018 G3 15DK boat plus the motor and trailer, which retails for $13,100. Last chance registrations and drawings at the Savannah Boat Show, March 2nd through the 4th. Brought to you by HH Boathouse and Honda Yamaha Triumph Kawasaki of Savannah. Proud sponsors of Coastal Adventures.
The Nissan Now event means great offers for you at Baden Nissan Savannah. This month, drive home a 2017 Nissan Rogue Sport for only $20,155. Inside and out, the Rogue Sport is impressive. Just over 20 grand gets you Bluetooth and room for five friends for your next big adventure. Get to Baden Nissan on Abercorn or shop online at BadenNissanSavannah.com before the Nissan Now event ends.
VIN HW030953 with approved credit plus tax and title. Ends 2/28/18.
It's almost here. The semi-annual event you've been waiting for. All to Corey all weekend long at International Diamond Center. It's happening next weekend, March 2nd through 4th. For this three-day event, IDC is turning our showroom to Corey Blue. We've flown in the entire to Corey Bridal and Fashion Collection straight from Los Angeles, including all the just-released collections. You know to Corey, handcrafted in California by true artisans. It's no wonder every girl wants to be a to Corey girl. And this weekend, we're making it happen with 36 months, zero interest financing on all Tacori jewelry. Plus, if you buy any Tacori engagement ring, we'll give you a $500 gift card. Buy the matching band and get a $1,000 gift card. Buy his Tacori ring and get another $500 gift card. Plus, a tremendous selection of new GIA and Forevermark diamonds.
Hey, this is Paul Tacorian, president of Tacori. Come join us as we unveil the entire Tacori collection, special offers all weekend at International Diamond Center.
Don't miss this spectacular Tacori event at International Diamond Center. Not this weekend, but next weekend, March 2nd through 4th on Mall Boulevard. Approved credit.
What's up, Savannah, Hilton Head, and surrounding areas? This is Marcus Dove from Custom Hustle Tattoo Parlor in downtown Savannah. I'm in the ESPN studios here with my girl, Bree. Bree, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
So, I've tattooed her recently, and I think she likes it. Do you like the tattoo I did?
Love the tattoos.
Awesome. The problem is she's wearing a sweater. You know why she's wearing a sweater?
It's so cold outside.
I know, right? But guess what? Warmer weather's around the corner.
Less is more. You know, the more tattoos you have, the less you have to wear.
All right, so if you like to party at the beach and show off your tattoos, and you think you need some more tattoos, where do you go?
Custom Hustle Tattoo on MLK.
That's right. Come on down and see us. You can check out our website. It's customhustle.com. That's custom with a K. Or we're on Facebook and Instagram. And I think we're even on Twitter, whatever the hell that is. So come downtown, check us out, or call and set up an appointment. 348 MLK Junior Boulevard. Custom Hustle Tattoo. It's custom with a K. Don't forget.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, and building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Philip Lee, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
For over a half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, and trophies, Thompson's has you covered. From cleats to caps and the best prices on the biggest brands, Under Armour, Adidas, and Nike. From baseball to soccer, volleyball to softball, and yes, football too, every season starts at Thompson's. So come get equipped. Look for Thompson's right behind Sears in the Oglethorpe Mall in the old Russell's location. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4. At locally owned Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies, everyone's a winner.
Back to Carl
Carl DeMasi, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio with Melissa Makos.
And it's Carl DeMasi and Melissa Makos for the Coach and Makos. We appreciate you listening to us, whether it's for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, a segment. We're glad that you're enjoying our show. And once again, this is where we turn to. We go from game number one to game number two. We play 2 hours here. And this is where we take two trending topics in the world of sports and we turn to. First topic I got to throw out there, which makes me mad, is what they're doing to those kids at Louisville. Louisville.
Not Louisville.
It just blows my mind. Yes. It just blows my mind, Melissa, that Rick Pitino is not going to be, he got fired and all this other stuff, is not going to be reprimanded. He shouldn't be allowed to ever coach in college again. And the poor kids that went on the court in 2013, won the title for Louisville, now are losing their rings, losing their banner. It is not fair. NCAA sports is a money-making organization. And what they're doing to these kids, yes, I agree with you. They get a full college ride. That's their reward. That's $40,000, $50,000, whatever it may be. They're getting paid to get a education. So that's their stipend. Yes, you might throw them a little extra money for food and all that other stuff. You lived it. Mm-hmm. But to take away a title because Rick Pitino didn't know his assistant coaches were sending these recruits out with good-looking hosts, and that's what they're called, to parties and everywhere else that's going on the campus, is totally wrong. They should strip these coaches and take away their profession. They should not be allowed to coach. Or, if you want to get the school involved, take away the money that they earn from this. Don't take away what the kids earned on the court, on the field of play. Take away a ring or a banner. That's how I feel about it. And he tells you, I didn't know about it. Right. You know, I'll make this quick. Nick Saban said that professional agents are like pimps. Well, how about head coaches at these universities are like pimps? They know what they're doing. They know how they're selling their kids. They know how to sell their products. You're responsible for it. You're the head man. Don't give me the assistant coaches did it behind your back.
Well, listen, I don't know what you're talking about with these hosts. I didn't have any sexy men hosting me when I went on my college.
Well, once again, it's you know, it's society, and of course they're going to sell the guy with the girl. They're not going to sell the girls with the guys. It's just ridiculous.
Well, you know, and I absolutely agree with that. I think that they're hurting the kids ultimately, and they're truly hurting the school as a whole, and you're hurting the reputation of Louisville, which is an excellent institution. And absolutely, and Rick Pitino, you know his track record. You know what he's all about. He's all about me, myself, and I. And, you know, I'm looking at this picture of him with his tattoo, and I don't know what he's going to do with that, but, you know, you shouldn't take it away from the kids. They earned that, and because Rick Pitino, I didn't know what was going on. Yes, you did.
And you have a screw-loose football coach at Penn State.
Right.
And the kids that were at Penn State are going to be stripped of all this. You know, I agree with you. Joe Paterno, you know, great, you know, my one of my coaches, you know, idolized him. From Brooklyn, New York, he turned Penn State into a powerhouse. But he had to know this was going on.
Absolutely.
How do you turn your head on that?
I don't know. And, you know, we could actually have a really good conversation with Markell about this because he was recruited by Sandusky. And so, you know, I'm a big Joe Pa fan. I believe, honestly, in my opinion, and I might get scrutinized for this, I think that whole situation killed him. I really do.
It did.
And I think that's what led to the stress and the death and the whatever. But, it's really not fair to the kids. And the kids that – because this happens – it's 2018. You're going back to 2013. And you need to penalize the coach, not the kids that are there now and not the kids that earned that trophy, because they're not the ones that are you know, making those phone calls and making these decisions. And I think that NCAA really has to look itself in the mirror and see what's going on, because it is the top story, one of the top stories, trending stories going on right now about what's going on with the NCAA and paying these kids. And it's going on behind closed doors, but it's like the elephant in the room. Everybody knows it's going on.
All right, quickly, that's point number one. We only got about a minute and 50 seconds here for point number two. Congratulations to the local schools that are going to the Elite Eight. On the girls' side, we got Beach, Johnson, and Calvary. On the guys' side, we got Woodville, Johnson, and Jenkins. Once again, that's the big story. Last year, Johnson and Beach girls played for the state championship. This could happen in boys and girls this year, which is unheard of.
I'd absolutely love to see that. I think it's really impressive because we always take second fiddle.
I left Woodville Tompkins out.
No, you said Woodville.
Oh, did I? Good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You're getting old, Carl. Yeah.
I'm as old as your dad. I don't want to hear you. Go ahead.
You know, we always play second fiddle to the schools up in Atlanta.
Yep.
So I'm digging this. I really am, because we don't get a lot of love when it comes to basketball or football on the guys' side. The girls' side, we do get a little bit more love because Beach has been there. And so they've got that, you know, they've always had that target
reputation
on their back, and the reputation and the tradition. But I'm really digging it because I think it really is putting the spotlight on Savannah in terms of our athletic prowess. And, you know, we're like the little redheaded stepchild. We are good. We do have great athletes, and I'm glad that these kids are getting the recognition and putting in the hard work to get to where they need to go.
Southeast Georgia has very, very good athletic programs, and we're finally getting the respect. Just look at all these college recruiters that are coming down here for our football guys. I mean, it's simply amazing. And I always say, when it comes to basketball, state championships come through Savannah, Georgia, not Atlanta. People argue with me, but, oh, you know, we got so many more people up there. Hey, but look at the record. Who's always in the finals? It's the Savannah team.
Yeah,
whether
it.
It's 5A, 3A, 1A, Richmond Hill, I mean, Brunswick, Bradwell, even the local coast teams. But once again, we got about 30 seconds, 40 seconds to get out of here. We'll come back with hour number two. We got Tommy Palmer sitting at the top of the hour. We got a Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Kawan Williams from AE Beach High School, super athlete. And, of course, we got the columnist coming on talking about local golf. So, you know, it's great to be back, having a lot of fun. And, hey, it's live radio. You got
to
love it.
Yeah, I'm excited. And we're going to go to the beach after this, right?
No, I got to do a little moving trip. So I won't be able to do a beach run. I won't be able to go there with you. So, but anyway, you're listening to the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton, now over in Hilton Head. Remember, you can listen to us at ESPNCoastal.com. You can listen to us on your radio at 104.3,
your timer's going off.
92.7. And, of course, on your smartphone, download the TuneIn Radio app, go to WSCG, or on the new ESPN mobile app. We'll be right after this as my timer is blowing up the studio. Stay tuned. Hour number two coming up at 10:03.
And then along came Walker Jones.
Why buy from Walker Jones Toyota? Because you can count on us to take care of you year after year, like friends and good neighbors should. After all, Walker Jones is the home of the lifetime warranty. Lifetime. All our new Toyotas come with coverage for life. Get 0% interest on new Toyotas, plus APR bonus cash on select 2018 models. And pay nothing until May. And complimentary maintenance with Toyota Care on any new Toyota. Walker Jones Toyota, Memorial Drive in Waycross, and online at walkerjonestoyota.com.
Get the best deal from Walker Jones.
Offer with approved credit on select 2018 new Toyotas. APR bonus cash available on CHR, RAV4, and Highlander. Plus tax, tag, Georgia Lemon Law, and includes $499 dealer fee. Monthly payment for every $1,000 financed is 0% plus 60 months equals $1,666. See dealer for details. Ends 2/28/2018.
To hit a home run, you need to anticipate all the options. And just like in our daily lives, it's better to be prepared before you're thrown a curveball. As one of the oldest and most trusted independent insurance agencies in the Southeast, Bernard Williams Insurance believes in preparing for those unexpected challenges that life throws our way. By providing the best coverage, loss control, and claim services in the industry, Bernard Williams Insurance and auto owners make sure that you are ready for the next pitch. And we appreciate our clients and our communities for letting us be members of their teams for over 80 years. Whether it's home, auto, life, health, business, or financial planning, let Bernard Williams Insurance and auto owners help you plan a winning strategy. For more information, call us at 912-234-4476 or visit us at thepowerofthesHield.com.
ESPN Radio for Savannah and the Lowcountry. ESPN Radio 1400 and 104.3 WSEG Savannah.
I'm Matt Cook with the Georgia News Network. Putnam County Sheriff Howard Sills resigns from the Georgia Sheriff's Association after the backlash from the comments about Governor Deal's criminal justice reform measures. Sills had put his comments in a widely circulated email.
I had made a comparison in it saying that the governor had done more for criminals than Lucifer.
Sills now says he's sorry about that comparison, but he is still strongly opposed to some of the governor's reforms. He says the governor has coddled criminals over his two terms as governor. A school bus driver in Houston County has been officially charged now with vehicular homicide after losing control of her bus last month and crashing, killing a 6-year-old little girl. Police say the 29-year-old Shalita Harris had been driving her Houston County school bus on January 29th when she went into a curve too fast. She lost control and the bus turned over. I'm Matt Cook with the Georgia News Network.
Each year, more than 300,000 dogs are euthanized in Georgia. Many can be saved, but the average cost to rescue a dog is over $1,000. Atlanta Lab Rescue is an all-volunteer organization that rescues labs and large breed mixes throughout Georgia from overwhelmed shelters and abusive situations. But they need help. Vital funding is needed to rescue and provide medical care for dogs all over Georgia. 100% of your donations will be used for the rescue and care of these dogs. Find out how you can help at AtlantaLabRescue.com.
Man versus Beast, the most spectacular face-off in sports. The Professional Bull Riders 25th Unleash the Beast returns to Infinite Energy Arena March 10th and 11th. It's the PBR event you don't want to miss. Filled with action, danger, and excitement. Two nights of full-throttle PBR fun for the whole family. March 10th and 11th. Advanced PBR tickets start at just $20. Get them at PBR.com and AXS.com.
Hey, this is BJ Bennett, and here at ESPN, everybody's talking about the new $4 menu at Steak and Shake with a choice of 20 different meals for just $3.99, and most come with fries. There's bold new steak burger flavors, too, like Jamaican jerk, guacamole, and Cajun, just to name a few. I got mine with the new seasoned fries for an additional 29 cents. Four great flavors, but I went with the new Parmesan cheese and herbs. Delicious. Steak and Shake, famous for steak burgers, and now the $4 menu. Steak and Shake, the American classic, just off Pooler Parkway next to Sam's Club.
The wait is over. Boats show season is back. Now it's time to take advantage of big savings during Yamaha's Best of Show sales event. Yamaha is proud to offer a wide range of Wave Runner finance and purchase options designed with affordability in mind. From best-selling recreational models to championship racing platforms, reliable Yamaha Wave Runners deliver the perfect combination of features, technology, and performance. It's what makes us your number one brand on the water. Check them out at Honda Yamaha Triumph Kawasaki of Savannah. Proud sponsors of ESPN Coastal Adventures.
This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
God, let you take it away.
I want to listen.
Good morning.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking about how I want to hear some intro music, some Bon Jovi. Yeah, good morning, Savannah and the Low Country. You are listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report with
the Coach
and Makos.
And Makos. Now, remember, we switched it now. It's the Coach and Makos on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
All right.
Because Makos, you deserve to be top billing.
Top billing? Yeah,
okay. Oh, you've been here for 2 months. You're getting the hang of it.
Can I request some songs for our intro?
Yeah, we will get the request going. Cody, back in the studio, knows all about it. He's helping us out.
It pumps me up. You know, I need some Bon Jovi, some Queen Elsa, Let It Go. You know, those are my pump-up songs.
Back in Black again?
Yeah, ooh,
AC/DC.
A little AC/DC, sure. I would love a little Welcome to the Jungle because, you know, sometimes I
it feels like we're in the jungle here. So.
Yeah, but yes.
But anyway, we had a little technical difficulty to start the first hour, but we're in the second hour now. You're listening to Coach Makos right here on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, live on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, FM 104.3. And if you're over on Hill and Island, it's 92.7. Or we're streaming live at ESPNCoastal.com and on your smartphone at ESPN Savannah Hilton Head or TuneIn Radio at WSEG Savannah. So we're all over the place, and we got to get our guest on. And, Melissa, we talked about this house, Savannah, and that leads into our Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, who's next is a football recruit who's going to Western Kentucky, Kwan Williams. So we'll talk about that. But Southeast Georgia has been a hotbed for recruiting now. It's unbelievable. I don't think we ever got this much love in a long time. And you've been reporting it since 2007. I've been here since 1995. I've never seen this explode the way it's exploding this year.
Well, what's really cool is, so we do once a month on Fridays that where the teachers wear their college shirts. And I was wearing my Boston College shirt yesterday. And I had a kid come up to me. He's like, hey. He's like, I'm being recruited by Boston College. I'm like, shut up. That's awesome. Like, it's so cool just to see that. And I know Ricky Brown is a recruiter for BC. I'm sorry, for Boston College. And, I know he was down at Beach High School and he was, you know, making the rounds in Chatham County and Effingham and Bryan County. And so I was really excited to see that. So we're starting to spread. we're starting to spread up the eastern seaboard and out west a little bit, and I'm digging it. I really am.
And big time. And, I mean, this man's been around high school football in the state of Georgia for a very, very long time. He's a Claxton native. He's a Daisy boy. He's written about the Daisy boys out there in Claxton. And I'm telling you, you want to talk to a man that knows about Georgia high school football, you got to listen to this guy every Friday night on ESPN Radio Savannah with the Georgia High School Scoreboard Show. He's the host. He's the voice of Georgia high school football. He's joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Mobiles, Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline. Good friend of mine, Tommy Palmer. Tommy, how's it going?
It's going great. Get a little closer to the phone. I can hardly hear you.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Nope. And I'd like to introduce my new co-host that she was at WTOC back in 2007, Melissa Makos, Tommy Palmer.
Hey,
how
Melissa,
are you doing?
How are you? I remember watching
I'm,
you
I'm
on
great.
TV.
I'm great. We're really excited to talk to you. You know, Carl and I absolutely love talking about these high school athletes, giving them some love, giving them some publicity, and you're in the thick of it.
Definitely. Have been for a long time. Played the game, wrote about the game, and, you know, took over the scoreboard show back in 2005, and we just wrapped up, I think it's our 13th year. It's either 12 or 13. I've kind of lost track. But it's interesting what has happened to high school football over the last 10 or 12 years. I think probably the last 3 or 4 years it's really exploded, not just, you know, across the state of Georgia, but more prominently here in southeast and south Georgia.
Well, what would you attribute that to?
Facilities, knowledge, better coaching, better players, kids really buying into programs and sticking with it. I think that probably is it. There's so many great athletes, you know, in high school football now. And you know, not trying to individualize it or make it one area, but I really got my eyes opened this past fall when I did 5 straight weeks of 7A football, which included, you know, a couple of South Georgia teams, Colquitt County and Tift. The game is just so much faster now. The athletes are so much better. You know, some of these guys that are 6'5", 6'6", 320 look like they could tap dance on a stage somewhere. They're just better athletes now. And I think it's because the kids have bought into it. They love the game. They see the possibilities out there, and they go for it. They get better coaching. I think these trainers, I think, you know, everybody has a nutrition expert now. Everybody has a weight expert now. And it's just that the game has really exploded. And I think the increase of college football and the improvement of college football has probably helped high school football as well.
Well, Tommy, we've seen the growth of high school football in unbelievable ways. And I'm going back to when I first started coaching, and that was back in 1980 with the 8mm film. Then we went to the VHS. Then we went to the DVD. Now we're on social media. You being around this game a long time, especially down here in Georgia, how has social media also helped these kids get recognized?
I think it really has. I think social media has changed everything we do, and I think Melissa can also chime in on this. It's changed television. It's changed radio. It's changed newspaper. I mean, you know, when I was growing up, you had 3 television stations and 2 newspapers, and that was basically it. But now you can get any newspaper you want to online. You can get any television station, or you can go to their website, and everybody is now not just doing news from 6 to 6:30 or whatever. They're covering it all the time. And I think the increase in media has increased the exposure, which has in turn increased the interest in the game of football, especially in the high school thing. I just hope, you know, what we do on Friday nights won't go away. I hope we can continue to attract attention when people get in their cars. You know, they have been very good to me through the years, but, you know, good old radio still works and good old television still works if you do it right.
What's so crazy is I took a class at Boston College in radio, and my professor said one day radio is going to be obsolete. And it's crazy because although maybe tuning in on the radio to a specific channel is, I wouldn't say obsolete because it's not. People still do it. I know I still do it. But you can still get radio stations as they have evolved with Sirius XM and all that stuff. And so I think radio is not going anywhere, but you're absolutely right. With social media, people no longer have to wait until 11 o'clock to get their news. They no longer have to wait to see the football highlights. Sure. And it's really, really impressive to see what you do and what people still do with the media in keeping with this social media trend. I mean, I see my students watching highlights on Snapchat, on Instagram, and it's a whole different ball game, and it's really hard to keep up.
Yeah, it's difficult. But, you know, we tweet scores while we're doing the show. We tweet what play-by-play team is coming up next and all that. We've tried to be very, you know, active with the show, with the High School Football School Board show, and being involved in Twitter and our Facebook page and my website and different things like that. We're trying to stay on top of it. But, you know, we've attracted a pretty niche audience all across the state of Georgia, and we're very proud of that, and we'll continue to work hard with it. So, you know, it's been good to us, and I think we've been good to it, and maybe we've helped some kids be discovered that normally would not be looked at, and we're just trying to be proactive and try to be a proponent of high school football across the state of Georgia, which I still think is one of the greatest games around. And I certainly think college football is as good as it's ever been.
And you're listening to Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah and Hilton Head. And we're talking to the voice of Georgia high school football and, of course, the Georgia high school football show every Friday night during the football season. The man knows his stuff, Tommy Palmer. All right, Tommy, we got last segment to go, realignment. Tell us what you think about Benedictine coming back to play the Savannah schools, and where do you think that's going to fit into the whole picture?
I think it'll only improve it. Benedictine, you know, had a great run here. I don't think that's stopping, and I do see that them in that league with the AAA teams that won't make a nickel's worth of difference, they're going to be good. That has really improved, and I think several teams will be really good. And I also saw that Woodville Tompkins and Savannah is moving up from A to double A. But those are basically the only changes that really affect anybody in this area. So there's four or five new schools across the state of Georgia which are coming into the fray, and those have been added. But I think this four-year cycle is a pretty good thing. There's very few changes really in it. But I think that will only enhance the crowds. Benedictine does it well. I assume they're still going to play at Savannah State because that is quite a Friday night atmosphere down there.
Well, Tommy, it's always a pleasure. I'm glad you got to meet Melissa Makos. And once again, it's always a lot of fun having you on. And by the way, 93% of all listeners or oral sports fanatics listen to the radio. So I don't think the Georgia High School Scoreboard Show or radio is ever going to go away. And once again, you do a great job. And I know you're like me. We're learning all this social media stuff. Keep up the great work. And always love talking to you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much. And it's good to be on with you. You guys have a good day. And you girls have a good day, too. Melissa, thank you, and thank you, Carl. Have a great day, folks.
Thanks, you too.
I mean, I don't know what else to tell you, Melissa. This guy is Georgia high school football. I mean, you want to know anything about Georgia high school football, it's just not down here in the southeast Georgia where he is from, the southeastern part of Georgia where he is from. It's all over the state, and people know him
Yes. Wherever
he goes. I think there's over 55 stations that carry his radio show on Friday nights here in the state of Georgia.
And that's really cool because I think you're right. I think, you know, there is still that niche for listening to the radio. I know I do it all the time, and I know I try to find Yankee games on the radio because we're not up north and can't listen to them on the local radio. So you try to find that on the Sirius XM.
Well, now you got to be a Braves fan because we got to get stuck giving people Braves information. So you got to re-channel your thought here, just like the Falcons and the Patriots. So we got to break you in here.
I like the Braves. I've followed the Braves because they were always
the Braves.
On,
I like that.
The Braves. I followed them, you know, because they were on TBS. So it was easy to watch when I was, you know, up in the NJ. You know, that's New Jersey slang.
Yes. So, but anyway, great guy. I mean, your first impression when you heard him?
Oh, absolutely adore him. And what's really neat is that, you know, he's very humble. He's done a lot of stuff in his career, and it's impressive. He's somebody that I definitely look up to with his experience in his career, for sure.
And we're going to keep right on talking about football because our next guest, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from AE Beach High School, is a extremely, extremely talented football player. I got to go one step further. Athlete, and you could tell me about student in school because you're with this kid all the time.
Yes.
He's got a great personality, and that's Kawan Williams from AE Beach High School. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to the Coach and Makos on
ESPN Radio.
Savannah Hill. We'll be right back. Hey, sports fans, this is Carl DeMasi from the Coach in Makos. It's soccer season, and we need to know how to prevent injuries. And here's Dr. Stuart Fife of Fife Therapy to explain how.
Hey, Carl, good to see you again. Yes, it's soccer season, our favorite time of year. We're passionate about soccer. It's one of our sports medicine specialties. Even our sports medicine doctors are soccer players, Dr. Prather and Dr. Alexander. We want to see soccer players who have the same aches and pains in the same body part after every game or every practice. For example, the back's always sore, the knee's always sore. Not a big injury, but that's the body telling us something's about to happen and we want to nip it in the bud. Of course, if you're already injured, come see us at Fife Sports Medicine, the best clinic in Savannah.
And find out more about Fife Therapy at fivetherapy.com.
To hit a home run, you need to anticipate all the options. And just like in our daily lives, it's better to be prepared before you're thrown a curveball. As one of the oldest and most trusted independent insurance agencies in the Southeast, Bernard Williams Insurance believes in preparing for those unexpected challenges that life throws our way. By providing the best coverage, loss control, and claim services in the industry, Bernard Williams Insurance and auto owners make sure that you are ready for the next pitch. And we appreciate our clients and our communities for letting us be members of their teams for over 80 years. Whether it's home, auto, life, health, business, or financial planning, let Bernard Williams Insurance and auto owners help you plan a winning strategy. For more information, call us at 912-234-4476 or visit us at thepowerofthesHield.com.
Fresh choices, friendly faces, and market.
Right now, at your friendly convenience store, it's coffee weather outside. So enjoy InMarket's 20-ounce coffee and a delicious yogurt muffin for just $3 at select InMarket locations. Always hot, always fresh, Rainforest Alliance certified brewed coffee. And a big, delicious yogurt muffin for the unbelievable price of just $3. That's InMarket. Fresh choices, friendly faces, enriching lives in the communities we serve.
It's a warm greeting, an understanding smile, a familiar handshake, a team of experts you know and trust. It's the United Experience, and it can only be found at United Community Bank. From routine transactions to ambitious business ventures, we treat your goals as if they were our own. Stop by United Community Bank today and see why our award-winning customer service is one of the best in the nation. United Community Bank. The bank that's service built. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With over 15 years and more than a million smiles in our pocket, Savannah Smiles Dueling Pianos at 314 Williamson Street should be your rockin' party headquarters. Oh no, it's not your daddy's piano bar. Savannah Smiles is a rollicking, raucous good time. The action is nonstop with over 50 beers and 250 different liquors. Plus, the kitchen is open all night long. And one more thing, you decide what we play. At Savannah Smiles Dueling Pianos, over 15 years serving more than a million smiles.
The Nissan Now event means great offers for you at Baden Nissan Savannah. This month, drive home a 2017 Nissan Rogue Sport for only $20,155. Inside and out, the Rogue Sport is impressive. Just over 20 grand gets you Bluetooth and room for five friends for your next big adventure. Get to Baden Nissan on Abercorn or shop online at BadenNissanSavannah.com before the Nissan Now event ends.
VIN HW030953 with approved credit plus tax and title. Ends 2/28/18.
Now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio with Melissa Makos.
No! And welcome back to the Coach and Makos. I'm Carl DeMasi, and my sidekick now riding with me every Saturday morning is Melissa Makos, former WTOC sports anchor, sports reporter, you name it, she did it. And then she finally turned the wheels. She got a calling to become a teacher. She started out Memorial Day School, and now she's over at A.E. Beach High School, and she loves her job. She loves her kids, but I think she's starting to enjoy the radio and the TV aspect again. It's getting a little fire in her blood right there. But this is a favorite part of our show. This is where we bring on the good kids, the kids that have done something special. Like I say every week, please nominate a kid that deserves some more recognition. The newspaper does a great job. Savannah Morning News, Dennis Knight, Nathan Dominance, the whole group over there. The TV stations do a great job. But this gives him a little more publicity. And this young man, I mean, what more do you want me to say? He was the quarterback. He threw the ball to himself. He was wide receiver. Then he handed it off to himself. He was a running back. Then he got on a defense side of ball. He played safety. And then, of course, returned kickoffs and punts, you name it. He did it over at A Beach High School. As a quarterback, he was 43 for 98, 843 yards. You'll like this one. 11 TD passes with only two interceptions. Rushed for 240 yards, five touchdowns. I mean, then he went and played wide receiver. I don't know who threw the ball to him. I don't know if he could throw it to himself. But he had seven receptions for 206 yards, three touchdowns, a return to kickoff. He's all-region basketball player. You name it, he does it. This week's Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week from A.E. Beach High School, senior Kawan Williams. And I'm not down yet, Kawan. He also has committed to play football at Western Kentucky. He's a Hilltopper. Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Shout out to the Hilltoppers.
Shout out to the Hilltoppers. Well, Kawan, just great job. And, you know, I coached against you in basketball. I never had the pleasure of coaching you in football, yeah. But always a good relationship. Shake our hands. Always had a big smile. When the game started, we were going to go at it. But afterwards, it's just something special. But sports is big in your life. I mean, when did your parents tell you to stop playing sports? Or did you just started crawling, picked up the ball, and went for a touchdown?
Now, a cool fact about me, I started playing like organization sports in 10 and under. My first time ever playing between the whistles was in 10 and under. I played with the Savannah Gators. Yeah, 10 years old. I played with the Savannah Gators. Coach Mike, Coach Greg, and all of them really just gave me a good mindset to just kill. That's all.
Well, I mean, you've been killing all the opponents, and you started, you know, of course, you're in here because of your football feat, signing a scholarship to play at Western Kentucky. Yeah. You know, football's a tough game, and you play in so many positions, but I mean, I'm not going to ask you which one you like, but what do you like playing about? What's so fun about playing football?
The best thing about playing football is just family. It's just you get to be around your family, you get to be around your friends, and it's just fun just seeing your brother on the side of you just keep running up and down the field, scoring touchdowns, or on the defensive side, tackling, making good tackles, making good plays. It's just fun just to play football.
Come on. It's different being behind the mic in the on the radio than me standing up in front of the class as your teacher. But yes, this is fun for me. This is fun to see this side of you and to see you outside of the hallways of A.E. Beach High School. I was so proud of you when you signed your scholarship to Western Kentucky. What was it about the Hilltoppers, shout out to the Hilltoppers, that you said this is where I want to go?
Oh, man, Coach Spurrier Jr. He showed a lot of love. He's been the main coach throughout my recruitment that shows the most love out of any school. It was Western Kentucky. They called me every day. They text me every day. Coach Spurrier been up the beach almost like every 3 weeks. I know you done saw him. Like every 3 weeks, he up there asking me questions, seeing how I'm doing. Plus, when I went up there, it was excellent. I like how during breakfast time, they had got their professor to sit down with us and talk to me about entrepreneurship and how this going to go and how that going to go. But Western Kentucky, yeah, I love it. It's a great school.
You've been through some trying times. This has been a long road for you to get to this point in your life.
Yes.
Just tell us about that journey and tell us, you know, how hard it was and all the hard work that you put in to get to this point in your career.
Ooh, it was hard. It was hard. It was hard. It was hard trying. I grew up in a house with 12 folks in the house. Tried growing up in a house with 12 people, but my mama always had told me to never lose my mindset and just keep pushing and just keep going. So that's what I'm doing right now. So every time I catch myself being down or doing something that I don't supposed to do, I always just think about 12 people in the house. That's all I'm thinking about.
It's almost like your own little football team there, huh?
Yeah, yes. It was something like it. It was a lot.
Well, I mean, how was that support? You talk about your mama. How did that support help you to get to this point?
Oh, a lot. my mom, my dad, my sisters, my brothers, my friends, everyone. Everyone just showing great support. So that just keep making me push more and more and more and more on. So hopefully I will see y'all on, man, Kentucky doing the same thing, pushing me more on and on.
You know, Carl and I give this award out every week, the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. And when I told Carl that I wanted to have you on, you know, for us, we have this every week. But for you athletes, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Yes. What did it mean to you when I told you, hey, I want to bring you on?
I've been so excited. I was about to call my mom. I was about to call my mom and just tell her to sign me out of school because I was just too happy. I was going to get in trouble. But thank you, and it really was a good opportunity for me to be here because some folks didn't even have this opportunity to be on air and to receive this Athlete of the Week. So I'm very thankful. Just thank you.
And I have to go to the academics, of course, because I know how hard, personally speaking, I know how hard you work in the classroom. You're very proactive when it comes to your academics. Yes. And when people watch you on the football field or the basketball court or whatever athletic field you might be on, they don't see that hard work that goes into being a student athlete. Talk about the work that you personally have to put in to make sure that you're that scholar athlete, that student athlete.
Every day I have Coach Simon, Coach Green, that always tell me it's books before ball. You get your schoolwork done and then worry about sports. So ever since I've been told that since middle school, I've been on my grind. I've been just trying to get right, just keep trying to keep pushing forward and making my GPA go up higher and everything just going good.
And I know you guys come up to me every day. You and Ben Bruton come up to me and say, Miss Makos, my grade's dropping. What do I got to do? And I tell you just to keep grinding because it doesn't always just stay where it is. You got to keep putting the work in. And both of you had told me that your coaches are watching your grades.
Yes, they
even watch. Though you signed on the bottom line, your coaches at Western Kentucky and he's at UT, going to UT Chattanooga. That's cool that your coaches, they're not just saying, okay, you signed on the dotted line, I'm done with you until you get here. They're staying on you guys.
Yes. Coach Spur texts me every day, 85 or higher. 85 or higher. That's like the main goal. It's just 85 or higher. You can't settle nothing less like 80s, 970s. It's got to be 85 or higher. So that's why I really love about Coach Spur. He's on to me. That's why I like to stay on.
And you're listening to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. And I'm Carl DeMasi, and, of course, Melissa Makos, my co-host and also teacher of this young man who's our Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Kwan Williams from AE Beach High School. Just special to hear you talk about that. It's books before the balls.
Yes.
And, you know, you got a guy at AE Beach High School that loves AE Beach High School. He's been there forever. He's been the head football coach for the last 20-something years. He's the elder statesman of head football coaches here in Savannah, Georgia. Tell us about Coach Hawthorne, what he means to you.
Coach Hawthorne is a guy that you got to figure out. one minute, big coach walking around happy, head up. He's happy. He's the happiest guy on earth. And then the next minute, you turn around, Coach Hawthorne, the mad and the meanest person on earth. But Coach Hawthorne, he's a very good person. Coach Hawthorne really, really helped me to get to this moment by teaching me how to be humble and just teaching me more how to listen more and not to go off stuff how you do, but just go off the stuff how it's supposed to be done. So that's why I really love Coach Hawthorne. So, yeah.
All right,
Coach
now talk about AE Beach High School. You've been there now 4 years. It's coming.
Yeah.
2 years? Been there for 2 years. It's coming down to the end here. Tell me about your experience at AE Beach High School.
Love. That's all I got to say is love. Everybody at Beach High School showed me love. Coach Garten, the girls' basketball head coach, showed me love. I love her. She like my mom. I call her my mom. Miss Mako's love. It's just Beach High School. It's just filled with love. Everyone loves you. No one hates you.
And everybody cares about you.
Yes,
that's
everyone
the main
cares
goal.
About you.
And I'm glad you're getting that at AE Beach High School. Now, you've already told us why you chose Western Kentucky.
Yes.
But let's put the football aside now. Think about your future besides playing football. What can we see Kwan Williams doing in 10 years from now after maybe you played in the big league?
10 years from now, you will see me on my own business. I am going there for entrepreneurship, so I will be trying to get my own business here in Savannah, or it might be nationwide. You never know, but you might see me have my own business one day.
Well, Kwan, I got to thank Miss Makos, or as I say, Melissa, for bringing you on. I mean, I've got to watch you for the last 2 years. You're determined, but you know, once you get off the court, you're happy and you're all into what you're doing. And once again, you're a fine example of what we want here in Savannah, Georgia, as a student athlete. And once again, Quan Williams is signed to play football at the next level at Western Kentucky's.
Shout out to the Hilltoppers.
But that's why you're this week's Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for February 24th, Quan Williams from AE Beach High School. This is from Dr. Bart Weatherton. Keep up the great work, and I know we're going to hear good things from
thank
you.
Thank you.
By the way, what kind of business do you want to own?
Sports business.
Nice, nice.
I just want to stick around.
Out with some sports swag.
Yeah, yes. I just want to stick around in sports. That's all.
All right, and we got to thank Dr. Bart. Your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room if you can. Well, at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Pooler, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Wetherington at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Kwan, thanks for coming on. We're going to take a couple of pictures. Melissa, great choice. Great kid.
Yeah, he really is. And you know how I feel about the academics, and he's on top of it.
So once again, Kwan Williams, the Athlete of the Week. Next up, the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks, talking about the golf scene here in Savannah, Georgia. You're listening to Coach of Makos on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
I'm Matt Cook with the Georgia News Network. Putnam County Sheriff Howard Sills resigns from the Georgia Sheriff's Association after the backlash from the comments about Governor Deal's criminal justice reform measures. Sills had put his comments in a widely circulated email.
I had made a comparison in it saying that the governor had done more for criminals than Lucifer.
Sills now says he's sorry about that comparison, but he is still strongly opposed to some of the governor's reforms. He says the governor has coddled criminals over his 2 terms as governor. A school bus driver in Houston County has been officially charged now with vehicular homicide after losing control of her bus last month and crashing, killing a 6-year-old little girl. Police say the 29-year-old Shalita Harris had been driving her Houston County school bus on January 29th when she went into a curve too fast. She lost control and the bus turned over. I'm Matt Cook with the Georgia News Network.
Each year, more than 300,000 dogs are euthanized in Georgia. Many can be saved, but the average cost to rescue a dog is over $1,000. Atlanta Lab Rescue is an all-volunteer organization that rescues labs and large breed mixes throughout Georgia from overwhelmed shelters and abusive situations. But they need help. Vital funding is needed to rescue and provide medical care for dogs all over Georgia. 100% of your donations will be used for the rescue and care of these dogs. Find out how you can help at AtlantaLabRescue.com.
Man versus Beast, the most spectacular face-off in sports. The Professional Bull Riders 25th Unleash the Beast returns to Infinite Energy Arena March 10th and 11th. It's the PBR event you don't want to miss. Filled with action, danger, and excitement. 2 nights of full-throttle PBR fun for the whole family. March 10th and 11th. Advanced PBR tickets start at just $20. Get them at PBR.com and AXS.com.
When you're facing the weight of the entire legal system, you need an aggressive and passionate attorney on your side. Call attorney Alan David Tucker, fighting for the rights of the injured and accused for more than 30 years. Personal injury, accidents, DUI and drug defense, serious felony misdemeanors and traffic violations. Alan David Tucker should be your first call. 912-342-0916, 9 St. Andrews Court, Brunswick, or go to alantuckerattty.com. Alan David Tucker, fighting for the rights of the injured and accused.
I'm here with Dr. Stuart Fife. Football season over. We're into the basketball and baseball season, and there's things that you need to know that he might help you out with to prevent certain injuries.
Hey, Carl, how you doing again? Football season's over, so we're still going to see ACLs and ankle sprains in the basketball season, but now we're going to start seeing shoulder injuries that have come to baseball season. The thing about baseball players is, after they have an injury, a lot of these guys have already done good exercises before they get injured. They still get injured, they get rest, and then they go back to throwing. You've really got to change the mechanics of the way they throw. So our job at Fife Therapy is to first make sure that the athlete's body is capable of producing producing a good throw. And then second, with our professional baseball course as part of our program, make sure you're actually throwing well. Rest is no good. When you just rest and then go progressive program, it doesn't work. The injury is going to reoccur. So come to Five Therapy, where you have a full biomechanical analysis. We have access to two fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons, and you will always get one-on-one care. Thank you, Carl.
And that's Dr. Stuart Fife with Fife Therapy. Check out more about Fife Therapy at fifetherapy.com.
The Nissan Now event means great offers for you at Baden Nissan Savannah. This month, drive home a 2017 Nissan Rogue Sport for only $20,155. Inside and out, the Rogue Sport is impressive. Just over 20 grand gets you Bluetooth and room for five friends for your next big adventure. Get to Baden Nissan on Abercorn or shop online at BadenNissanSavannah.com before the Nissan Now event ends.
VIN HW030953 with approved credit plus tax and title. Ends 2/28/18.
Now, more Carl DeMasi with Melissa Makos on ESPN WSEG.
And I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm here with
Melissa Makos.
It's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. 104.3 FM, AM on the AM dial of 1400. And if you're over on Hilton Head, 92.7. We're over the place. ESPNCoastal.com. We're streaming. And, of course, on your smartphone at the ESPN mobile app, Savannah Hilton Head, and on TuneIn Radio at WSEG Savannah. And I know we got to get our next guest. He's waiting online talking about golf. But, once again, local kid like Kawan Williams, so special, Melissa, so special that this kid has, and you've seen it, you've seen him mature into a athlete, into a student athlete.
Yes.
It's just impressive.
You know, my class is, and I'm probably not allowed to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway, I have the honors class.
Nice. Why can't you say that?
I don't know, because he's in my honors class. A couple years ago, you wouldn't have seen that. You know, he really, really worked hard for that. And like I said, he's in class every day working hard. You know, a lot of times you see the senioritis. A lot of times you see these kids, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to, you know, I don't need to work hard anymore because I already signed my scholarship. No. And I know that these coaches at the next level are on top of these kids to make sure that their grades are at a certain point. But he's putting in that work, and I don't have to do anything.
It's a feel-good story.
It's so easy. It's so easy to teach him and the rest of the students in that class. I don't have to do anything. I just stand there. I'm like, okay, here's your work. I give them a little information, and they just get after it. And it's so nice to see, and it makes me so happy.
Feel-good story, a feel-good story. And another feel-good story in the local newspaper this week, O.C. Welch buying the Wilmington Island Club. And he hasn't been on in a while because he's got four kids running around doing everything. Now he's the parent, but he does a great job. He's the sports writer. He's a stringer for the Savannah Morning News. And he's a local guy that knows his stuff. I mean, if you want to talk Savannah sports, this guy you need to talk to. He's joining us for the first time in a long time, on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline, as I coined him, the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks. Steve, always great having you on.
Hey, Carl, yeah, it's been a while, so it's good to talk to you all again.
And I'd like you to introduce my new co-host. You know her very well, Melissa Makos.
Hi,
hey,
Steve,
Melissa, good to have you on the air.
Yeah, thanks. It's good to talk to you. I love golf. I'm not good at it, but I enjoy
well,
watching
yeah,
it.
Well, yeah, I guess I probably love golf a little too much.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, yeah, but, you know, you're having a lot of fun now at golf because you're watching a kid grow right up right in front of you with his swing. He's probably going to be dad. He probably beats dad already, and that's Jack, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm fortunate that my oldest son has took an interest in golf when he was really little, and we're really fortunate that Paul Johnson, who's now the head pro at Mary Calder Golf Club, brought U.S. Kids Golf to Savannah. So we've really benefited from that, and the Savannah golf community has really benefited from that, too.
All right, well, that's another question I got for you. But let's go to the first one. Big headlines. You wrote the story. O.C. Welch has now acquired the Wilmington Island Club. Tell us about that story.
Yeah, so, you know, O.C. Welch started up O.C. Welch Golf Properties a few years ago in order to be able to bid on a management contract for Bacon Park Golf Course, which he won. He also had acquired Black Creek Golf Course out in Ellabelle, but he's since sold that. So OC had tried to buy the Wilmington Island Club back in 1998 when Bill Foster, a Bacon developer, outbid him by a few hundred thousand dollars. So Bill Foster has owned it
since 1998. And for what seems like a variety of reasons, it was time for Mr. Foster to move on. And according to Mr. Welch, Foster came to him and asked him if he would consider buying it. We can't get any financial terms. I know that Foster paid about $6.3 million for the hotel property and the golf course back in 98. So what O.C. Welch bought was just the club, so the not the property across the street that we all used to call the Sheraton that overlooks the Wilmington River. So O.C., you know, he's collecting Donald Ross golf courses. So Bacon Park was Donald Ross. Wilmington Island was also designed by Donald Ross. And, you know, he's told me that he's going to put as much as he can afford to put into restoring the golf course, getting it back in good shape. It's kind of fallen into some disrepair. The last year, 2017, the Wilmington Island Club lost approximately 70 members that all sort of in mass moved over to the Savannah Golf Club. And that really obviously hurt the numbers of the membership and ultimately had an impact on their bottom line at the Wilmington Island Club. And I think that is probably what ends up making this decision for Mr. Foster. But also Patrick Richardson, who had been the pro at the Wilmington Island Club for many, many, many years, decided to move to another job down in Sea Island. So just a lot of shakeup out at Wilmington Island Club, and we'll have to see how it works out. Personally, I believe O.C. Welch probably saved the golf course from becoming a housing development. I think very few other people would have the courage to take on a golf project like this one right now. It's obviously a difficult time in the golf industry. O.C. Welch has experienced that at Black Creek. He's had a lot of success at Bacon Park, but it's cost a lot of money. I don't think the Wilmington Island Club will be different. I think that'll cost a lot of money, too. But hopefully he can have the same success at the Wilmington Island Club, or what he will now call the Savannah Country Club. You know, hopefully he'll have the same success there that he had that he's had at Bacon Park.
You know what's so funny, Steve, is you said that O.C. Welch is collecting golf courses. I'm not a collector, but if I was going to collect something, that would be pretty cool to collect. But,
yeah, there's worse things to collect. If your bank account allows you to do it, you know, some people collect stamps. O.C. Welch collects golf courses, I guess.
absolutely.
He knows what he's doing. I think he's learned a lot over the past few years, and I think he's got some smart people who are helping him. You know, out at Bacon Park, they just hired a young man named Gordon Ganan to be the head professional, and you know, I think that's a huge asset to that. So I think O.C. has learned a lot. He's taken his lumps, that's for sure. I think there's been some, you know, there's been a lot of a big learning curve. The golf industry is like any other industry. You have to kind of learn what not to do as well as learn what to do. And I certainly think that's been a part of this. But let's be fair, the Wilmington Island Club is a totally different product than Bacon Park. Yeah. Wilmington Island Club is a top-notch golf course. I mean, it is, you know, when it's right, it's one of the best golf courses, not only in Southeast Georgia, but arguably in the state of Georgia. It's a brilliant layout. It has some really unique holes that, you know, that you really can't find anywhere else. It's a neighborhood golf course, which really, they don't build those quite like they used to. Not a huge piece of property, but they've laid out a golf course which is, you know, really challenging, but also has a fairness about it. You know, you don't have to hit it 300 yards to make pars and birdies, but you got to hit it in the right places, and you have to know how to play a little bit. So he's got himself a really good golf course to work with. But like anything else, there's an investment that comes along with with refurbishing a golf course, and we'll see how far Mr. Welch is able to take it.
Well, hopefully when he refurbishes it, he'll find some of the golf balls, the many golf balls that I lost when I was playing there. So it's very interesting to see that, you know, a car salesman or that is buying golf courses. What is it for O.C. that he's so into buying golf courses?
Sort of a hard time hearing you. I didn't hear your question. I'm sorry.
I was asking if O.C. Welch plays golf. Is that a passion of his?
Oh, yeah. He was a really good golfer.
Okay.
he played all 4 years when he was at BC. He was a really good player. I don't think he plays very much anymore. In fact, I think it's been a couple of decades since he really played very often. But no, he grew up playing golf at Bacon Park, which, you know, the older guys in Savannah call the Muni, the short for municipal golf course. But yeah, he grew up playing the Muni, and he was a good player, really good player. He qualified for the class 4A state championship. I think I want to say he qualified maybe all 4 years he was in high school. If not all 4 years, he qualified, you know, several of the years he was in high school. And he was a really good young player who worked at Bacon Park for a long time. It's kind of, you know, that was kind of how he made extra money, and then he started playing, and he knows, and his knowledge of local golf is encyclopedic. He can rattle off dates and names and anecdotes about local golf that nobody else remembers. He talks about Shorty Cooper, who worked at Bacon Park for a long time, and the road that Bacon Park is on is named after Shorty Cooper. He talks about Hobart Manley, who is arguably the greatest player, amateur player ever to come out of Savannah. He talks about Gene Sowers. He talks about Mr. Skeetis, you know, John Skeetis. He knew all these people. He's been an observer of golf and a player, you know, it sounds like his whole life. And I would argue he probably is Savannah's, you know, Savannah's foremost golf historian. He knows more about, you know, Savannah's golf history than anybody I've ever come across.
And, Steve, we got about a minute to go here before we got to go to break. Okay, junior golf, your son Jack's involved in it. What does junior golf mean to these local kids here in Savannah, Georgia? Because now it's on a big uprise. So tell us your input or your interpretation of how junior golf is going to change the younger golf scene around here.
Yeah, I think particularly in Savannah, junior golf has become much, much bigger. I think every club in Savannah is focusing on junior golf. I think the industry of golf is focusing on junior golf. Very specific to Savannah, we're really fortunate to have U.S. kids golf. And if you have a kid who plays golf or who enjoys golf, wants to play tournament golf, I would really encourage you to go to uskidsgolf.com. Click on tours, find local tours, and find Savannah. Contact Paul Johnson. Learn more about it. It is, in my experience, it's the best way for kids to learn is just, you know, go practice and play a little bit. Get on the golf course. I think sometimes golf is dumbed down too much for little kids, and I don't think some of the ways of instruction are really helping the kids. You know, if you want to learn how to play golf, go play golf. And I think that's what U.S. Kids Golf allows them to do. So check that out. It's uskidsgolf.com.
All right, Steve, always a pleasure. Love having you on. Thanks for coming on. Anytime you got golf news, just let us know. Let's get on here and talk about it.
You got it, brother.
Thanks, Steve.
Good to talk to you. Y'all doing a great job. Thank you for keeping us all informed. Have a good Saturday.
You too.
And I mean, there's another local guy that loves sports here in Savannah, Georgia, Stephen Elmo Weeks. And, you know, and then O.C. Welch, another local guy. I mean, this is local guys today. Kawan Williams, Stephen Weeks, O.C. Welch. You got to love the passion they have for the sports here in Savannah, Georgia. And Stephen does a great job with his articles. O.C. Welch, I didn't know he was that much of a golfer, but it's pretty impressive.
I didn't know that
either. And it was a Benedictine, B.C. That's what Stephen said.
The local. Right. You know, you heard Kawan Williams say that, you know, he's going to go to Western Kentucky, but he wants to be an entrepreneur. He wants to own his own business. And he said he's going to bring it back here to Savannah. So, you know, there's something homey about Savannah. There's something that says this is, you know, I might leave here for a little while, but I'm going to come back.
It's unbelievable. Two great stories. O.C. Welch, of course, reported by the Savannah Morning News with the sports guy, the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks. Well, next up, we got to wrap this up. We'll give you a couple thoughts as we get out of here. The two games has flown by quick, and it's always a lot of fun. With the coach and
Mikos
right here on ESPN
Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. I got you. I beat you.
You got it. Take us away, Cody.
To hit a home run, you need to anticipate all the options. And just like in our daily lives, it's better to be prepared before you're thrown a curveball. As one of the oldest and most trusted independent insurance agencies in the Southeast, Bernard Williams Insurance believes in preparing for those unexpected challenges that life throws our way.
By providing the best coverage, loss control, and claim services in the industry, Bernard Williams Insurance and auto owners make sure that you are ready for the next pitch. And we appreciate our clients and our communities for letting us be members of their teams for over 80 years. Whether it's home, auto, life, health, business, or financial planning, let Bernard Williams Insurance and auto owners help you plan a winning strategy. For more information, call us at 912-234-4476 or visit us at thepowerofthesHield.com.
Fresh choices, friendly faces, and market.
Right now, at your friendly convenience store, it's coffee weather outside. So enjoy In-Market's 20-ounce coffee and a delicious yogurt muffin for just $3 at select In-Market locations. Always hot, always fresh, Rainforest Alliance certified brewed coffee. And a big, delicious yogurt muffin for the unbelievable price of just $3. That's In-Market. Fresh choices, friendly faces, enriching lives in the communities we serve.
There's definitely a chill in the air, and you want to make sure your family's warm and toasty this winter. Galbraith & Sons would like to remind you that now's the time to get your unit serviced for those frigid days ahead. Galbraith & Sons is a proud family-owned and operated full-service heating and air conditioning contractor, reliably earning the trust of friends and neighbors since 1988. With courteous professional service, including 24-hour emergency assistance, call 756-3102 or go to galbraithandsons.com.
Goodbye, plane. Hello, plane. Awesome.
Sparkling Ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage.
Bold, bodacious sparkling waters with more than 20 natural fruit flavors,
including new grape raspberry,
plus teas, essence, lemonades, and more.
Packed with stuff you want,
like B vitamins and antioxidants,
but with zero calories.
Sparkling Ice is guaranteed to put a sparkle in your step.
It's effervescent and full of flavor,
just like you.
Drink not bland. Be not bland. Sparkling Ice.
The Nissan Now event means great offers for you at Baden Nissan Savannah. This month, drive home a 2017 Nissan Rogue Sport for only $20,155. Inside and out, the Rogue Sport is impressive. Just over 20 grand gets you Bluetooth and room for five friends for your next big adventure. Get to Baden Nissan on Abercorn or shop online at BadenNissanSavannah.com before the Nissan Now event ends.
VIN HW030953 with approved credit plus action title. Ends 2/28/18.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, and building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Philip Lee, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
For over a half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, and trophies, Thompson's has you covered. From cleats to caps and the best prices on the biggest brands, Under Armour, Adidas, and Nike. From baseball to soccer, volleyball to softball, and yes, football too, every season starts at Thompson's. So come get equipped. Look for Thompson's right behind Sears in the Oglethorpe Mall in the old Russell's location. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4. And locally owned Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies, everyone's a winner.
Now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio with Melissa Mankos.
And it's the Coach and Mankos right here on ESPN Radio. Savannah Hilton hit. I gotcha.
Oh, I'm shopping online, or not really shopping. I'm looking at this ice shaker bottle from Rob Gronkowski's brother.
Yes.
I'm just like so intrigued by some of the, you know, we've been talking about the impact of social media, and I'm trying to keep up with you and your Twitter and your Instagram and your Facebook, and I come across this Rob Gronkowski, and of course I'm going to read anything that talks
that's
about Rob Gronkowski.
One of the only reality shows I watch is Shark Tank, and I saw that whole episode, and I couldn't believe that. Gronk is on there, and he's not helping his brother out. Give him some money.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Mark Cuban's got to get involved. No, we're not going to go into the Cuban story.
Oh, yeah, don't, please don't talk to
me. We don't have enough time, because we only got about 3 minutes to go here. But
yeah, I'm looking at this ice shaker thing, and I'm like, I want it.
Yes.
I want this ice shaker, but, you know, not because it's Gronk, but it seems like a good deal. But I was strolling
It's
through.
Gronk. It's from Boston.
Yeah,
Gronk. Okay.
But, yeah, you're right. Why can't Gronk? He's making like $10,000 million, trillion. Why can't he sponsor that? But
keep it in the family, baby. Yes, keep it in the family. once again, we got to thank our guests. We started off the show with Christine Cutsforth, the 949.
Christy Ann, yes.
Christy Ann Cutsforth, the 949 Yoga Mama. Great fitness first, and like we do every Saturday, we will start with fitness first, talk to our local fitness person. Then, of course, we're going to thank Tommy Palmer for coming on in the second hour in the first section, and, of course, Kiwan Williams and Stephen Olin Weeks. That's what it's all about, bringing these guys on, talking about local sports. And, Melissa?
I had to stand up, sorry.
It just flies by.
It does fly by. Yeah, yeah.
Two-minute warning, baby. Two minutes.
I feel like every week it just gets better, except for last week, because last week I was riding solo. But
next time we do this, and I'm not going to be here, we got to go over the script and the easy ins and outs. You were brand new. I got to apologize to Dr. Bart Weatherington.
I forgot to say.
That's a live read. And,
yes.
But that's what it's all about.
I wanted to say, if you feel like throwing something, but you can't. That's so funny. Yeah, Bart Weatherington.
So,
one of my favorite people.
It's just talking about local sports, and I know you love it as much as I do, and it goes by so quick. We got six teams in the state playoffs. On the girls' side, Beach, Johnson, and Calvary. On the guys' side, Woodville, Tompkins, Jenkins. And the thing is that Johnson and Jenkins and Woodville and Johnson and Jenkins on the boys' side and Johnson and Beach on the girls' side could meet state semifinals next Friday night at Armstrong State. We could have four
Savannah teams
there.
You know what? And, we do watch and read our social media, and we've been getting some comments about, why are we not talking about baseball? Oh, we will. Don't you worry. We will. We're going to wrap up the hoop season, and, of course, it's always football season. That's never an off season.
Never dies.
Yeah, don't worry. We're going to get into the high school baseball, and I'd say high school softball, but softball is played here in the spring and in the fall. we're going to get into baseball, and we're going to get into some of these spring sports as well, some more golf, some soccer, and all that fun stuff. So,
all right, we're out of here. Remember, following show, you got the Explosive Recruiting Show with Calvin Wilson and Jim Johnson, talking about all the local kids who are getting recruited. At 1:30, we got UJ basketball against LSU. At 8 o'clock tonight, we got NBA basketball. Just remember, every week, I say it every week, enjoy the rest of the weekend, and whatever you may be doing may be the greatest week ever until next week. And always hit it out of park. You've been listening to The Coach
and Makos
right here on ESPN Radio.
Savannah Hilton.
And it's AM 1400, FM 104.3, and, of course, 92.7 over in Hilton Island. Hey, have a good week. Go down to the beach, start running. I got to go help my daughter move. I'm out of here.
Me too.
See you guys next week.